You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. You know, best part of a breakfast show is eating some breakfast. And hi, Simon. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mike.
Simon, you're from Karma Cola.
That's right.
Which is not just delicious organic cola, but it's got quite a story to it, as I learned the other day when I went to Best Ugly Bagels to have one of these bagels that you brought in today.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us what the hell's going on? You, a cola company of bagels, and what the hell? What the hey? And this is, and what's on this bagel? What the hell? What's going on? What's going on?
Well, I could regale you with another conspiracy story to start with.
True.
There's yesterday 1.8 billion branded drinks with the name cola in them were drunk in the world, and none of them had any actual cola in them.
What? None of them. What
None
about yours?
Except for ours, which are more than that 1.8 million. Not billion, not that many more, but we have actual cola.
Are you the only one?
Ours. Well, there's probably a couple of other small craft companies that can get hold of cola nut, but those big guys don't deem it an ingredient of any importance anymore.
I remember you. What I learned from getting together with you guys the other day is that the cola nut is not as easy to find as you would imagine.
No, its natural habitat's about 10 metres above the rainforest floor in West Africa, which is probably one of the reasons not many people use it in their cola anymore.
So why do you guys go to the bother of using it? I know you want to make.
When we discovered this astounding fact, we thought, why not try and make some? And we got hold of some from a place called Boma in West Africa. I've actually got a visual prop here, Mikey, a cola nut.
It looks like a giant date.
It does.
Harder
it's a bit
date.
Old, this one. It's come all the way from Sierra Leone in a bottle of vodka. It's the way we import them now to get them past
smuggle
customs.
Them. Yeah.
It's definitely a nut. It's like a cross between...
Don't taste it unless you've got a glass of water handy.
Really?
Bitter.
Very
bitter.
Very bitter.
Bitter as, yeah.
Having said that...
Yeah.
As I learned... quite a good
challenge.
Pepper uppera, as it were.
Yeah. There's no public transport in Sierra Leone. People walk through the jungle.
I'm having some right now. I haven't even got a glass of water. I've got no water left.
Oh, my
Lord. Not that bad. Rob, have some.
They chew a bit of cola to help them along the way.
And so you didn't mention that the other day, though, that Karma Cola is the only one that actually has cola in it. Don't eat too much, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's probably a few other smaller, crafty soda companies, but very few of those big cola companies. They use something they can make in a lab much easier than having to climb a tree in the middle of the rainforest.
You can definitely taste it. It's like that sweet kind of bitter.
Yeah, you can taste the kind of earthiness in it. And
not
if you,
too bad.
If you take a swig of the cola, it's in there. You know, there's a whole lot of other ingredients as well, but that's what gives it its kind of very distinctive taste. And the original recipe would have been trying to disguise some of the bitterness of these pick-me-up type ingredients.
It's kind of like lemonade, yeah? So you got your lemons and you chuck sweetener on it and then...
You need to round the flavour out. Lemonade's not so hard because lemons taste great on their own and a bit of sugar helps. But with cola, there's lemon, lime, orange oils, cinnamon, nutmeg, coriander of all things, vanilla. So it's, you know, a cacophony
of
flavours.
It's a funky mix, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reason that we're talking about Karma Cola is because you guys have got together with Best Ugly Bagels and developed this jam.
Yeah, our mate Al Brown and his crew at Best Ugly did a thing with us last year and made a bagel, a Karma bagel. And they look pretty good. But they donated $1 from every bagel to the foundation that we set up to support the growers of these cola nuts. They've done it again this year, but they've added a special twist. They've made a cherry cola jam to go on the cream cheese bagel.
And let me say, it is whoop whoop. It is thoroughly whoop whoop.
Yeah, everyone in the studio is chowing down at the moment.
We are. We're not just doing it to advertise your drink. You guys really do some really great stuff for the people who live in the area where you get your cola nuts from. Do tell us a wee bit about that, because I reckon that's really cool.
Okay, so 5 cents from every one of these bottles we sell goes to a foundation that supports the growers. They've been through a 10-year civil war, Ebola, a whole lot of things that no normal person should have to put up with. And when we discovered this cola fact and the fact that cola comes from a place like Sierra Leone, we thought, why don't we make a drink that gives them a hand? So that's what we're doing. And Al and his team have decided they'll help us by adding $1 well, to the to our foundation for every one of these bagels that he sells. So
at Best Ugly people, Bagels.
Yeah,
yep. $1 per bagel.
Well, no, $1 on top of each bagel. Yeah, part $1 from the proceeds of each bagel sold. How much is the bagel?
$6.
See, fair enough. Fair enough. That's what, see, and that's putting the karma in your karma cola, isn't it?
That Dutch certainly does.
Actually, Dutch,
and it does a lot of help over there. We're sending girls to school. We're helping rehabilitate forest farms. We've built a bridge between the two old villages that we work with. And there's a whole lot of other stuff going on.
That's so cool, because you know, you wouldn't to sell a drink, to make a drink and sell it, you wouldn't necessarily have to do that. But you must. I thought after meeting you guys the other day, you must sleep so well. you must be,
yeah,
so, you know,
be nice.
You're doing good work for other people and that sort of thing. And I guess as punters, if you want to buy a karma cola, then you know that your money's, you know, a percentage of your money's going to do something really great.
Guys, yeah. I just got cream cheese on the microphone. Say, look.
Like Rob said, it would not be the first time.
It's totally just got cream cheese on the microphone.
But you're trying to eat for effect, then?
No, I'm just not very.
How do you feel about this cherry cola jam?
It's really good.
It's
not
two of my
favourite
flavours in the whole world. Cherry cola.
It's quite tart. It's really nice. I'm not a huge sweet person, literally and figuratively, but it's really lovely.
Rob, your thoughts?
Well, I'd just like to say, this nut here, if they dipped it in chocolate, I'd buy it.
Yeah. It's not as bitter as you guys made out. You guys,
I think it's bitter at all. Just put the fresh nuts in then. Yeah, have some.
Yeah.
So where can people buy karma cola for a start? Let's just get that out there.
All good premium cafes. You can get them from Burger Wisconsin. A few of their stores are just starting to roll out our drinks now, which is fantastic. You can buy them retail at Faro Fresh and more Wilson's, Harvest Whole Foods, all of their stores. And, you know, your local coffee shop's probably got a bottle in the fridge.
And if you don't believe the story about just all the good work that these guys are doing, you can go and look on their website, which is
karmacola.co.nz.
Hot damn. Hey, thank you very much for bringing these in, and people can get them at Best Ugly Bagels.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Limited time.
Four stores.
Hey, for limited time?
One month.
Just for the month. You know what? I've decided that I think everybody needs to go and treat yourselves. You've all done very well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.